Well, hello and welcome back, dear friends, to the Vox Pop, WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Shartok. 2013 was a pretty eventful year in the world of politics and government, but we're about to dive headfirst into, 2014. And it's time to look at the year ahead of us. We're no Nostradamus, well, maybe not, but we have some predictions. We want to know what you think. Who will announce a bid for the presidency? Will New York Governor Andrew Cuomo finally open a door? And who will become embroiled in the next big scandal? Will Massachusetts make a long-awaited decision on the casinos desperately seeking bids there? Put your fortune-telling hats on and tell us what the future holds. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. I can tell you right now, if you called that number right now, you would have nothing in the way. You would be on the air. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org/VoxPop. And you can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop, and you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. So that's it, folks. Right now, your chances of getting in are 100%. You know what? I'd love to hear from you because I want to know what you think the future is. I'll give you a few of mine just to sort of start us off. I predict that Hillary Clinton will run on the Democratic ticket and Chris Christie will run on the Republican ticket. The Republicans will be so hungry to get a judgeship or some patronage and to keep their congressional hopes alive that they will say, okay, he may have put his arm around Barack Obama, but he is a guy who can win. 1-800-348-2551. As for Hillary, it's a done deal. She's going to run. That's it. You can write it down and you can say, Shattuck said it on the 26th. Then, speaking of running, Rob Astorino, the popular county executive from Westchester County, a blue county in which he won the Republican overwhelmingly, will in fact run for governor against Andrew Cuomo. And the reasoning will be, I may not win, but I will get an awful lot of Republicans in my debt as a result of this. I get what's called a free ride, meaning he doesn't have to resign in order to do it. He has nothing to lose. And so I say Astorino will run, even though a lot of people think that it's a suicide mission to run against Andrew Cuomo. Speaking of people who are making a lot of noise, Donald Trump will bray like a donkey, but not run for anything. He's already indicated he might run for governor or he might run for president. Baloney. He ain't running for nothing. And if he did, it would be very interesting to see what the reception would be. So in any case, we have a lot of people who are beginning to use the phones. You still have lots of chances to get in. Let's go to Pat in Pat. Okay. Hey, Pat, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from LaGrangeville.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
My prediction is that I believe that we'll see medical marijuana coming to New York State in the next year.
Yeah, well, what about your prediction about all marijuana, legalized marijuana? You think that'll ever
happen? Well, definitely not in the next year, but I think it's coming down the pike. It's once the people make up their minds that they want something, at least I hope democracy takes its place and it'll happen.
Well, I have no doubt that in the Assembly, Richard Gottfried, who's the chair of the Health Committee, is actually pushing the bill. The Assembly will have no problem. But I wonder whether those guys, the Republican people in the who control the Senate, will go along. Now, remember, they're not in the majority. They have these four people, I should say, who are in the Democratic numbers, but who switched over to affiliate with the Republicans. And they, I think, you have a very good point. I don't think they can afford to tick off their constituents, their Democratic constituents.
Right.
So you might, if the Republicans would allow it to come to the floor, you might have a shot. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say, you know, regardless, I think the fact that it's coming into the mainstream, you know, what people are talking about, it's at least becoming a debate now instead of, you know, just not being talked about whatsoever.
Absolutely. And the rationale, the main rationale that will convince people is, if it'll help sick people, why not?
Absolutely.
Well, Pat, I thank you for your prediction. I think you may be right.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Horace. Okay, Horace, you're on.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, you know, I'm getting very, very bored with these presidential politics of 2016.
Yep.
The same names keep coming up over and over and over. So I'd like to propose a new candidate for president and vice president, if you don't mind.
Well, it depends what you do. If it's for real, sure. Go ahead.
I suggest Famous Amos for president and Walter Mondale, a fine gentleman, for vice president. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I messed up. Okay, let's go to Karen. Okay, Karen, you're on.
Hi. I'm calling just to say that I agree with your selection for the presidential runners.
Right.
And I think that it means that the Republicans will win. The Democrats, yet again, pick somebody that you don't want to have a glass of beer with.
You are right on the money. I mean,
they do it over and over and over.
Look,
why do they keep doing it?
Look, I have interviewed Hillary Clinton a number of times. I find her to be a remarkably bright person. And when she wants to, she can be extremely personable.
I
can tell you she can be. She can play whatever role she has to in a particular case. But I agree with you. If she becomes the sort of policy wonk, as opposed to Chris Christie, hey, I'm your friend, but you know, that you could certainly have a beer with him, and it's clear he's had a few beers in his life. So.
Well, if she can do that, why doesn't she?
Well,
she didn't before. I found her difficult to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I
don't know. Is that prejudice against women's voices? I don't think so. It's a lack of a sense of humor, apparently. You're saying she does.
Oh,
she
does. I tell you, one time I interviewed her. I should not tell this story on the air. But one time I interviewed her, and she was positively girlish in her approach to having fun on the show. And I was blown away, I tell you the truth. I was just enraptured. I thought she was fabulous. But she could do it if she wants to. Her greatest moment, as far as I'm concerned, is when they went after Bill for all the sexual stuff, and she said she thought it was a vast Republican conspiracy. Do you remember that whole whole thing? So if she comes out and she fights, it's good. Now, the New York Times published a tremendous piece yesterday or the day before on Chris Christie, in which they told all the stories about how he got even with people who didn't go along with him, including my mentor and my first boss and my professor at Hunter, who hired me at the Eagleton Institute of Politics because he voted wrong. He was the head of the Apportionment Commission in New Jersey. He just passed. He's a wonderful man. And he voted with the Democrats as opposed to Republican. And, you know, the Eagleton Institute, the first of the great political institutes, they took away their money. The state just took away their money. And in Fort Lee, you saw that they closed down the entranceway to the George Washington Bridge to back up traffic because the mayor wouldn't go along with Christie.
Whoa.
If this stuff continues to come out, it ain't going to help Chris Christie, don't you think?
No, well, here's what I don't think, is that voting is done by any rational political intelligence.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember when Reagan was reelected. That was when my mother, who was fairly intelligent, she too has passed, said, oh, this proves democracy doesn't work. Now, it's a, you know, over time, it's a time thing. I think it does.
Right.
But I honestly think that if she has that and you have a contact with her, write her, talk to her, tell her that she has to forget you know, she can be.
Oh, she doesn't listen to me. If you're, if that's what you're
she
saying,
she wouldn't know.
No, she's not. You know, I'm not Hillary's advisor.
Well, but if you wrote a letter, I'll write a letter. If everybody.
Well,
writes,
no, she may be listening because, you know, we have a station down there where she lives. So maybe she's listening right now.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Listen up, Hillary.
Okay. Hey. That's all I have to
Karen,
say.
Karen, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Bye.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Jamie's on the phone, but no one else is. So your chances of getting in with a prediction are very, very good. There are some predictions like my earlier one, which cannot lose. It never has, which are two assemblymen will be indicted. In any case, 1-800-348-2551. We'll take 7 seconds. We'll be right back.
Support for WMC comes from the Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to protect ecologically important lands and waters of the Adirondacks for nature and people, nature.org/Adirondacks. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses, nbtbank.com. Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more, where eyewear is an art. Facebook or visionexceleyecare.com. The Honest Weight Food Co-op, open at their new location, 100 Watervliet Avenue, Albany, offering local and organic produce, groceries, and more, honestweight.coop. And Smith College Museum of Art, presenting River of Gold, pre-Columbian treasures from CTO Conti, gold work from an ancient American society in central Panama, smith.edu/artmuseum for info.
And we are back, and if you're calling, and several people are, we'll take just a few seconds with everybody. Everybody will get in. No waiting, no waiting. 1-800-348-2551. We got all kinds of room for you. Okay, so let's go. I don't know. Yeah, we'll go to Jamie. Okay, Jamie. Okay, Jamie, welcome back.
Hey, Alan. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Two comments, one national and one local that'll probably get your phones going. On a national level, I agree with you about Hillary. She's done all the things necessary to get the wonk out of her. And, you know, she's a person to most people in the country as an image. Christie is a local phenomenon. You'll never make it through the national process. And, like, we may be witnessing as a society, like, the death of the Whig Party, you know, with the way the Republican Party's going right now. And that may make gerrymandering the most important issue of the next 2 years that's really going to get people's gall. When they really start to understand how congressional districts have been drawn.
They don't care. They've no never sense. Cared. They never, Jamie,
I think it's stepped over that line now this time. Maybe I'm an optimist. I like to hope, okay?
Yeah, but Jamie, wait. Yeah, I need to follow up on something you said. It won't be Governor Christie. Who will it be?
It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, come on. It makes a difference.
No, I'm saying it's they don't have the ability to nominate a Christie. And as a result of that, they won't have the ability to nominate any viable candidate.
Okay, but you may be right about that. But, of course, you better believe the Democrats are very happy if they don't nominate Christie. I don't know if you saw
I think they would love Christie. Yeah, Christie's oh, my God, he's a target like 5 miles wide.
No. No, I just saw the last poll, national poll, and it showed all of them getting killed except for Christie.
Because people aren't paying attention to, like, the George Washington Bridge and what you're saying is pettiness and stuff. He's just, like, he can't not go to those places. It's part of his essence.
It could be
that the Republican Party needs, but they're not willing to accept that. You know, it's like a dying entity. And I'm wondering what's going to replace it. It's just kind of scary to think about that. You know, it could even go further.
Well, you can write it down. It's going to be Christie versus Hillary.
And I love being my word.
And you may be right. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call.
One thing, the local issue. Bloomingburg political situation is going to gain national attention this year.
Whoa, and why is that?
Oh, what's going on there right now regarding the housing situation and wanting to put in that development. And, you know, it's the whole issue about it's not racism, it is racism. It's about, you know, like controlling local governments in these areas. And that's going to have an impact in other counties also. Sullivan, Orange, here. You know, like, yeah. Nobody, it's like people, I say, they don't want Rockland County again.
Jamie, I doubt it. I doubt it.
That's one that people may want to talk about.
You're even wronger about, you're even wronger about this one than about Chris Christie.
I hope so.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
man.
Have a good one. Bye. Yeah.
And now to Ron in New Paltz. Hey, Ron, how things?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I predict Chris Christie will gain momentum only due to his obesity and America's ability or lack of ability or relatability to their being overweight and them just seeing him.
Oh, yeah,
as
he's sort of
a
common factor. You
Correct.
Know, he's big and we're big, and therefore he's us.
Exactly. It's just going to be a visceral, but I don't think it'll go very far beyond that.
Interesting.
But, I think it'll just be, he looks like me. Intelligence won't be a factor.
Oh, I don't know. I think the guy's intelligent. I don't think it would be a good idea to underestimate him, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I think he's able, like an awful, unlike an awful lot of Republicans, to figure out what the American people want. When he put his arm around Obama after Sandy, I thought it was one of the most brilliant political moves and a gutsy political move that I've ever seen.
I think it was an emotional, knee-jerk move. I don't know if it was calculated, but I'm disappointed in whom the Republicans prop up.
Well, who do you got? Okay,
I don't have anybody.
Well, you agree with me, right? That if the that the Democrats are probably praying it ain't Christie.
I think they are praying, but I think they're praying that it has to be somebody, and they don't know who that is.
Okay. Hey, Ron, it's a good call, and thank you, and it's great to hear from New Paltz. You know, spent 40 years there, and I really love that town. So thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Let's go to Jill in Waterford. Jill in Waterford, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
First, maybe I misunderstood the young woman who was saying that she did not want someone— she did not want somebody as president who she could have a beer with. Is that what she said?
No. I think she was saying that she couldn't win. No, I think here's what she meant. I think. I don't want to put words in her mouth. And by the way, it's 1-800-348-2551. No, I think what she was saying is the American people tend to vote for somebody that they can have a beer with.
Ah, okay. In that case,
I think that's what they were saying. I think they were a little worried.
With her.
Yeah,
I disagree with her.
Yeah, you do?
Because I would like somebody with some intelligence. I mean, if he's intelligent and he knows the law and knows the politics and I can have a beer with him, all good. But I don't want somebody who is like me because I could never be president.
Me neither. Hey, Jill.
No, I want somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay, got your point. Thanks, Jill.
You're welcome.
1-800-348-2551. Lots of free phones. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Eli, our old friend in New Hartford. Eli, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I think it's an easy call in the 16 election. Hillary is going to defeat Christie. I think it's pretty obvious that those will be the two candidates.
Not so obvious. You know, the New York Times poll that I read the other day, in the New York Times, showed her leading him by 3 points and no one else coming close among the Republicans. And three points is nothing.
I got to think that all Hillary's negatives are well known. I don't think, like you mentioned earlier, that Christie's are. So I think that spread is going to increase. I don't know how good that poll is either, but, you know, Chris Matthews, he's the MSNBC pundit.
How could you not hear him? Go ahead.
He's paid a lot of money to predict these things, and he actually came out with the astounding prediction that Rand Paul will be the Republican nominee.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
It is ridiculous. I'd like to find out.
I mean, that would be the end of the Republican Party, and it would be similar to the Whigs, the disappearance of the Whigs.
Yeah, I'd like to find out if Chris is a gambling man, because I'd give him heavy odds against that, and I think I'd run home with a lot of money. But, it's kind of crazy how a supposedly knowledgeable guy who's on the in and in politics really could come up with such a whopping crazy idea.
Okay, you're good, Eli. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, let's go to Chris. Okay, Chris, you're on.
Hi, Alan. This is actually the first time I ever called.
I'm delighted. Welcome.
Good. What I'd like to say is Chris Christie's stubbornness and pettiness, as you guys put it, it seems to be able to get a lot of things done in New Jersey, so I think that that could possibly be one of the dangers of him. Because
no, you're right. He has terrific political instincts, even if not, they're not nice. I see. So, for example, he goes after teachers, and which I hate. You know, the idea of scapegoating our teachers. And he goes after unions. But he intuitively seems to know what the mood of the New Jerseyites are. And by the way, a lot of people project into him anything they want. So he had an incredible number of Hispanic voters, I think, but I don't want to be held to it, that I read that he got 60% of the Hispanic voters in New Jersey. I don't want to be held to that one, but it was a large number. And that was,
the American public is really sick of Congress as it is. So yeah. They're going to try to get somebody that can actually get them to move along. So I forget which speaker is known for it, but the Velvet Hammer. And they'll be able, like, if we can bring in somebody that actually is able to get things moving, such as Chris Christie, and if he's able to portray himself as that, I feel that could be a major issue.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you make great sense. Did you do you like him? I mean, as of now, would you vote for him?
I don't know exactly. I still need to get to know him a little bit better. I myself, I've always been kind of a Hillary fan. And I was kind of hoping for her instead of Obama initially, but at this point, I'm kind of just waiting to hear how the dice fall.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for making the call, Chris, and welcome. I hope you'll call again, okay?
All right, thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Let's go to Adrian in New Paltz. Adrian.
Hey, hi, Alan.
So far, so good. How are you doing?
Fine. Hey, you lived through the Ross Perot days. And
right.
I also went through the Ralph Nader days.
Yep.
So the question is, are we going to have this some kind of, who knows, as one of your roundtable guests call them, the teabaggers, are they going to splinter and run some extreme candidate to suck away votes from the real Republicans? I guess we could call them real Republicans. Just a thought, that's all, because I've seen it happen twice so far in presidential politics.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're right about the Ralph Nader thing. I had a big fight with him on this air, which I think you could still get on the internet if you go to WAMC.org and say, Alan Chartok, Ralph Nader. He once asked anybody if I was, who said he was working for me and said, oh, you work for the Screamer? But I tried to make the point that the Democrats could lose, you know, because of them. So it's not only the Republicans that do it, it's the Democrats also. Now, right. I had my very good friend Bernie Sanders on the other day who said he might run if nobody else of a progressive nature would do it. So there is the possibility of both parties being splintered.
Boy, that would be interesting.
Well, it wouldn't be the
it
would not
suck away votes from the prime candidate.
It would not be the first time. Wasn't there a guy named John Anderson back in the day who did it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a country singer named Whispering John Anderson, but it's not the same guy.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a very good point, Adrian. I'm really pleased you called. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Sure, see ya.
Yeah, bye. Okay, 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Robert. It says in Berkshire City, but what's that? Okay, Robert, where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Alan. I'm from Berkshire County. I'm not so far from Rensselaer County.
Oh, no, it does say Berkshire County. I thought it was Berkshire City, but I didn't see it was missing the I. Go ahead.
I'm a public school teacher.
Right.
And I comment frequently on the Diane Rabbit's blog, and some of my articles have been featured on her blog. I just want to say that I think it will be Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton, but I also think that whether they keep or repeal Race to the Top will be a pivotal point in the core of their campaigning. And I also want to say I think there's such a small distinction between both parties because the Republican Party has become a party of extremists and the Democrats have become a party of neoliberals who want to compete so badly for corporate money that they want to almost imitate Republicans. So, you know, the talking points between both parties is not that wide as much as it used to be. So it will be interesting to see how it plays out politically when it comes to education policy.
Well, you know, I'm very interested in your views. I mean, I really am. I'm not exactly a great Diane Ravitch fan, but the state of American education seems to me we keep arguing about what's wrong with it and what the fix is. And I know the fix, but nobody believes me. And nobody's willing to do what I tell them to. You pay,
which is you pay
a starting salary of $70,000 to young people to go into teaching, and you will have the best and the brightest in this country lining up at the doors and doing everything in their power to educate.
Well, it's not just a matter of salary, though. The way we educate teachers in universities, that has to be reformed in a major way.
I agree with you.
Much more stringent the way they do in Finland. Yeah. And also, you know, the obsession with standardized testing and the obsession with data measurement. You know, you can put forth your best efforts and go way above and beyond your contract as a teacher and do everything that's right and still have a lot of confounding variables that affect how children perform. So to equate a test score with your employability is almost pure junk science, to say the least.
Well, no, I think that's true. But, you know, you mentioned Finland, which always comes out on top. It's a homogeneous country. Everybody's like everybody else. It's a different cultural, ethic. I think it's not simple stuff. But I do think if you pay teachers what they are worth, after all, you know, who's more important, a doctor or a teacher?
I think they're equally important.
Yeah, they're pretty important.
Everybody's niche in society is important, but the way that we measure teachers is extremely controversial. And unfortunately, Alan, 95% of the people who have made those policies are neither educators nor cognitive scientists. And that is the fatal flaw of what has become the reform movement. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie, handle those and grapple with those, because they're going to have pressure both from the citizenry as well as big business, and those forces are pulling them in opposite directions as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Robert, I'm really glad you called. I appreciate your insights. You're terrific. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Cheryl in the Mohawk, in Yorktown. Okay, Cheryl, you're on.
Okay, thanks. Eve, you have too many topics going on. You need a whole separate day to talk about education.
No, that was my fault. I took that diversion because I was so intrigued with what he had to say. You're right.
But
if he had made it into a prediction, then it would have been okay. But go ahead. You're right.
All right.
I'll take
basically,
that.
Basically, I'm calling, and usually I like to argue, but I agree with your prediction. So I think all of those things are going to happen. But I'm really worried that, you know, the people who really hated the Clintons and really hated Obama are really going to go anti-Hillary. I agree with you. Christie is a lot more charismatic than people give him credit for, and people are going to dismiss the stuff. They're actually going to love the stories of how he got rid of people who disagreed with him. They will love those stories. It's like hearing about Mayor Curley, you know, or something like that. They enjoy a little bit of
hubris.
Thinking that,
yeah.
Hubris, and this guy doesn't care what anybody thinks.
But I have another. Yeah. I have another view of this, and I agree with you. But I have another view, which is, you have to promise everything.
Yep.
So, for example, Ronald Reagan comes in, he says, who does he come in after? He comes after Jerry Brown as governor of California. And he says, that's a bunch of hooey. I'm going to do it all. And everybody says, yeah. At least he says he's going to do something as opposed to being in the middle somewhere.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the kind of thing that attracts people. Overpromising sometimes. But anyway, how are things in Yorktown?
Well, they're fine. Actually, I'm in Palatine Bridge right now.
Palatine Bridge.
Back home.
Yeah.
Right. I go back and forth and try to pay attention to the state as a whole state, not like little chopped up pieces here and there.
Well,
don't
yeah.
have anything to do with each other.
Well, no, you know, that's a very interesting point. I was thinking about Andrew Cuomo in terms of my predictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that Cuomo's people don't always agree with me about everything, but there are some things he does, like the SAFE Act, which I love.
He's a killer.
Well, he's very tough. There is no two ways about that. You are, you know, maybe a little hard on killer, But but he's tough. There's no question.
he's tougher than Christie, but a lot of people don't see it.
Oh, he's tough. But there's always the question of whether or not people will see him as somebody like his father who deserves three terms, or whether this will be seen instead of his first term as Mario's fourth term. Are you following me?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So that's what I think of this guy Astorino down in Westchester County is trying to figure out. Well, in any case, hey, Cheryl, great call. Thanks for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Right. Keep talking.
Okay. The number is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Your last chance. Your chances of getting in now are huge. I mean, I'm telling you, huge. 1-800-348-2551. We'll take just maybe a little bit of a break. And I mean little bit. Don't hang up. We'll be right with you.
Support for WMC comes from Little Wolf Architecture, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, providing collaborative discovery and design for dwellings in the regional landscape, featuring passive house and natural home strategies, littlewolfarch.com. Charles Padula, DDS, Union Avenue, Schenectady. Family dentistry, including laser cavity detection and computer-aided local anesthesia, PadulaDDS.com. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting the exhibition Dinotopia, The Fantastical Art of James Gurney, ArkellMuseum.org. Bow Wow Bathhouse Resort and Daycare, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. For over 7 years, providing 10 hours of daily indoor-outdoor play, professional grooming, and retail shop, TheBowWowBathhouse.com. And Kern Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York. Legal and consulting services on regulatory issues for life insurance and annuity manufacturers and distributors, KernCompliance.com.
And here we are, back with you, our friends, and we're delighted that you're calling and doing your thing. I'll just name a couple more things that I predict. Speaker Sheldon Silver will be overwhelmingly reelected to another term by his Democratic colleagues. His House will continue to pass progressive legislation like a campaign financing bill, secure in the knowledge that Senate leader Dean Skelos and his collaborator, Democrat Jeff Klein, will oppose it. Cuomo will continue to offer hints that maybe he is in favor of what he said he was in favor with, which is campaign financing. And the anti-fracking folks in New York State will give Cuomo an award for holding the line against what they call this potential health scourge. The Hulk himself, and the widow of a famous singer will use their immense popularity to get Cuomo reelected as a thank you. Okay. So here we go to Bill in Albany. Bill, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
Well, you know, okay, all right. How are you?
Okay. Well, here's something huge, Alan. It's not a prediction, but it's a wish.
Yep.
I wish that Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont would run as a Democrat and or an independent.
Okay. All right. But then, Bill, and you know, nobody loves Bernie more than I do. But
I know.
But if he does that, and the Republican gets elected in this case as a result of that, then how will you feel, Bill, from Albany?
I would feel that Bernie Sanders got the nomination through the Democratic process, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, no, that's easy for you to say, but let's say there are, for example, 49 million people who got onto the Affordable Health Care Act who never had any health care coverage at all. And you say, well, I'm sitting here in Albany. I got a pretty good life. I don't care about those 49 million people because, if you know, if they get elected, that's the end of Obamacare. You know that, right, Bill?
Well, again, Democratic. I think the Senate will stay Democratic.
Well, you know, you want to bet your life on that one? I mean, you know, there are an awful lot of people who think that the Senate is really up for grabs, and so is the House, and therefore, You know, you might end up with a Republican president and two Republican houses and a Republican Supreme Court. Then what?
Then we're in dire straits.
And all because you split the vote.
Well, that's the Democratic process, Alan. Mrs. Clinton, to me, obviously she's qualified, but I'm not going to vote for Mrs. Clinton just because I want to see a woman president. Now, she is qualified.
Who said you should?
You know,
Who said
you know that she has huge, big-time donors, whereas if a Bernie Sanders were to run, he would receive money from working-class, middle-class people, and it wouldn't be large donations. It would be, you know, small amounts. But that's the democratic process. I think we've gotten away from that.
Okay. Hey, Bill, you've made yourself clear. I don't agree with you, but you've made yourself clear, and I appreciate the call very much. I mean that. Okay?
Right. Thanks. Take care, Alan.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Tolland, Massachusetts. Kevin, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Deval Patrick.
Yep. What about
going to be the Democratic nominee for president?
What's your thinking?
And Bill Weld is going to be the Republican. How about that?
Well, forget it.
Former governor.
Yeah, it ain't going to be Bill Weld. But and I
why
think
not?
Because it's not. He's, you know, he's politically he's a footnote in politics. He doesn't.
Well, Jesse Helms is passed. So
yeah. So
well. He's the one that kind of put the nail in his coffin, isn't he?
And you mean in Weld's coffin? Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Let's leave Weld out of it for a minute. I'm fascinated with your prediction about Deval Patrick. What has he got going for him? Remembering one thing.
He's been a very successful governor.
He has.
He's very popular.
Yep.
He's
going to run against Hillary?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Because he is one of the most intelligent men I've ever met in my life. He's a hero, as far as I'm concerned. I think you're on to something, but I don't think you got it right. I think there's a possibility.
That's your opinion.
No, that's my opinion, but I'm about to tell you why. I think he has a good chance, or he should have a good chance, of being nominated for vice president. Because one of the reasons that that Barack Obama won is that he had a huge turnout of previously disenfranchised voters, Hispanics, blacks, others. And I think they know that in the Democratic Party. So I think he would be an ideal. He's a brilliant man, a corporate lawyer himself, Deval Patrick, a guy who is just one of the most articulate and wonderful men I've ever known. If I was Hillary Clinton, I'd reach out and I'd say, hey, run with me to Deval Patrick.
Well, if I was Deval Patrick, I'd reach out to Hillary Clinton and say, would you run with me, Hillary?
Okay, Kevin, thanks for the call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Gordon went away from Woodburn. And Tom from Albany. But before I do, I want you to know there are lots of spaces for you to call right now, and I mean it. So, Tom from Albany, you're on. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, do you remember in that first debate when Hillary was running for Senate? I can't remember who her opponent was, but he just shocked everyone in New York when he
walked over to her.
Pardon?
He walked over and sort of was in a threatening pose.
Right, and she stood her ground with a certain amount of dignity, and the whole everyone was shocked. And that's my prediction that the Republicans are too unsophisticated to be able to pull off an attack on Hillary, that they will so demonize her. You know, we've gone from Bill Clinton as a socialist to Barack Obama as a communist Islamic terrorist. That by the time we get to Hillary, it's going to shock the conscience of America. I think there's going to be a backlash and a sympathy vote for her.
Well, I think that somebody called before and said there's nothing about Hillary we don't know already. Now, there's a lot about Chris Christie we don't know. And I think there are many of us who may have been Barack Obama voters who are going to say, give Hillary her chance.
Yeah. The first time I ever heard the name Chris Christie, it was when he had just been elected. And he did some kind of stunt where, like, he wanted to see his son playing baseball, so he took a state helicopter and landed right outside the field where he was and marched over for a couple of innings.
Yeah.
And my thought was, who the heck is this character? And I think when Americans start looking at Chris Christie, they're going to be thinking, who the heck is this character?
Well, it could be, Tom. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it very much. Yeah. All right, let's go to Jack in Worthington, Massachusetts. Okay, Jack, what's up?
Hi, Alan, this is Jack. I was just thinking, it just hit me when you were talking about Bernie and all the rest of that, and I love him too. Bernie Sanders running as vice president with Hillary?
Yep. Well,
he would have the influence that he wants.
Why would she do that? In other words, she's already perceived as a moderate to left candidate. Why would she, in order to win,
Even further left?
Yeah, in order to win in the United States, you got to get that middle class vote.
You got to go to the middle.
And they don't know, the middle, you know, is never quite decided whether they're interested, whether their interests are with the have-nots or with aspiring to be a small part of the haves.
Yeah, I just think that part of the conversation needs to be the simple fact that we can't underestimate what the Republicans are capable of and what the Democrats may be capable of screwing up. I'm a total Democrat as far as this is concerned, but it's just like insane that the prophecy from this point is a little difficult. And I don't think it's beyond the pale that they would end up nominating somebody like Ron Paul, because I think that if they were capable of holding up the Congress like they did, they probably would be capable of taking what could be considered a moderate like Chris Christie and not allowing him on the ticket.
Well, you know, they've already fought like crazy.
To
the point where, you know, the people who have been playing the right wing card, like Boehner, the speaker, and Ryan, the head of the Finance Committee, have been at war now with the Tea Parties, the Tea Baggers.
They've been at war with the Tea Party for less than a month, simply because they got their butts kicked so bad.
Why would that change? In other words,
I don't think that they have the ability to not allow that group of people to have an influence.
I don't know.
In the long run, over the next 2 years, you know, we'll have to see. And gerrymandering, like you said, is a big thing, because you're not going to get those Tea Party people out of those states that have allowed them to be uncontested.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, just look at Texas. They took the entire delegation, and mostly Democrats, and they just wiped them out because they got in control of the legislature.
Texas is a foreign country.
Well, it was a different country, that's for sure. Except, of course, you know, for a few places in Texas. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your show.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay. Rob in Poughkeepsie, but before we do, 1-800-348-2551. We'll try to get you in. Go ahead, Robin Poughkeepsie.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. I got two predictions.
Okay.
First off, Sheldon Silver is going to get indicted because he's going to get pulled into the Jewish metropolitan political scam that happened. And the second thing is that Mike Bloomberg is going to run for president on a third party and spend $1 billion of his own money to do it.
He could. And both are interesting predictions. I think if Shelley Silver... Now, let's remind everybody about what's up. He's the speaker. He's very powerful. He's extremely bright. And nobody's ever been able to lay a hand on him. And that's because I think the guy's very careful. Unlike a lot of people, like him. But I think what's happened with Shelley Silver is his chief of staff is married to this guy who's a crook and has admitted he's a crook and has run this metropolitan organization on Jewish poverty, which everybody gave money to. And the wife is Shelley's chief of staff. So your prediction is based on that, right, Rob?
Well, it's partially based on that, but partially he hasn't cut a deal yet. So when he cuts a deal, he's going to serve him up.
Could be. Anything's possible.
A lot of money and a lot of checks got collected and they all got distributed. And this investigation is going to go on, and more politicians are going to come out having accepted those monies.
There's a big difference between getting the money and saying into a microphone, if you give me this, I'll do that.
Well, I think it's going to be one of these domino effects. One's going to drop, the next one's going to drop, and all I'm going to say is, hey, look, all this was controlled by Shelley Silver.
A most interesting telephone call. And the Bloomberg one is interesting, too. We don't live forever. He's got more money than anybody else. And
Look, he's already had the number one job behind the president, number one. Number two, he's learned how to speak Spanish fluently. He didn't do that just because
he's not that good, but go ahead.
Believe me, he's a hell of a lot better than Hillary Clinton. Okay? And New Yorkers like this guy.
We sure do.
The bottom line is, unfortunately, for Hillary Clinton, no matter how smart she is, she's not warm. Bloomberg, for as weird-looking little guy he is, he's warm.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, when he first started, I think he has a persona. It's an interesting persona. I like him. I don't know that I'd describe him as warm. But anyway,
you know, he can take Christy on.
Oh, he sure could. Hey, Rob from Poughkeepsie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Mark in Clifton Park. Mark, you're on.
Hey, Alan. First of all, thank you for the show. Really appreciate listening.
It's always
and,
fun.
My comment / question is, I personally don't feel that anyone has the name recognition to run against Hillary Clinton.
Nah.
There's a lot of people that have local, and by local I mean statewide recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one has any national recognition
right.
as Hillary Clinton.
You're right.
And besides that, no one, they're already talking about Hillary Clinton.
So what's your prediction?
Hillary Clinton, well, my prediction is that Hillary Clinton is going to run. She's going to sweep it. The Republicans are going to put someone up with a sacrificial lamb to run against her and put them back in the Senate. And they're going to focus on keeping Congress and keeping us from passing any legislation for the next 4 to 8 years as long as Hillary Clinton is in there, just like they did with Barack Obama.
Okay, Mark, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Heather in Hadley. Heather in Hadley, HH, go ahead.
Hi. Hello, how are you today, Alan?
I'm good, Heather. How are you?
I'm great.
What's your story?
Well, no one would be happier than me to see Bernie Sanders run. My dream would be Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren running.
Yeah, they'd have a real good chance.
Wouldn't that be great?
No, they would not have a chance. But go
they
ahead.
Would have no chance.
Yeah.
But it would be great. But
it'd be like the old Adlai Stevenson days, running against Eisenhower. Kamikaze mission.
Right. But I think unlike Nader, I think Bernie would have, you know, the good sense to be in the race as long as he needed to raise the awareness and the public interest.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would stay the whole way and actually split the vote.
You may be right.
I just think he would have more.
Well, I have so much respect for the guy that I can't think
yeah.
he would screw it all up. Yeah, but go ahead.
Exactly. No, I just don't think that you would have to have the conversation with him that you had with Nader.
It wasn't a conversation. It was ugly.
Be polite.
It was ugly.
Well,
okay.
That's it.
Okay,
Thank you.
Heather, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Kermit in Pittsfield. Okay, Kermit, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shartok. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
So I'm mindful of the time limitations as I see the clock. So I'm calling because of your assertion regarding Governor Patrick as a genius in
That's
the
right.
Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yep.
Did I understand that correctly,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, yes, you did.
Yeah, so given that he has overseen and presided over a Commonwealth which has had the highest health insurance premiums in the nation for the not just the last 4 years, but the last 8 years, including Governor Romney.
Well, wait a second now. Romney was the guy.
Sir,
that's why we called.
And do you, doctor, have your health insurance in Massachusetts? That's the first question.
Well, I work here. Why would I have it in Massachusetts?
No, you do not. So you cannot speak from personal experience of the Commonwealth.
I can
so
speak for anything I want.
Hey, Kermit,
I can speak for anything I want.
The Commonwealth can tell you, sir, that Governor Patrick has not brought whatever genius you think he has to bear in the administration of the law and government in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, beginning with health insurance. It is a scandal which both
Put him down for a minute. Just put him down for a minute. I want to hear him for a second, okay? Because he won't let anybody else speak. The point really is here, Kermit, if you're listening still, is that there is a difference, which is it was not Deval Patrick who came up with health care for Massachusetts, with which I agree, but it was Mitt Romney. That's why they call it Romney Care. Okay, let him up and he'll scream some more. Go ahead.
If you cannot name one, sir, you have lost the argument completely and you are discredited.
Okay, thank you, Kermit. Appreciate
thank
your
you,
call.
Sir.
Right, sir. And let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, you got 1 second here because we got to get out of here. Go ahead.
The Republicans in 2016 are going to run Richard Murdoch and Todd Akin for president.
Okay, that's a good prediction. Thank you. It's not going to happen. All right. 1-800-348-2551. We're out of time, so don't call that number. I want to thank everyone who called in, and I want to thank you all for being so great, except for one guy. The support for the Vox Pop comes from Quality Foreign Care, Car Care, Boston Spa, New York, specializing in European car sales and service for over 20 years, QFCC.com, and Kingsway Communities, Schenectady, New York, offering a continuum of care and services to area seniors since 1975, including independent living apartments, home care, and more, 518-393-8800, and Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking, rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires, ashfieldstone.com, and Edward Garbisic, certified financial planner, Havocan Wealth Strategies, Wilbraham, Massachusetts, providing customized financial retirement strategies for those approaching or in retirement. HavocanWealthStrategies.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Barbara Trainer. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.